Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is upon us, and we're going to be doing a lot of good deeds. And it's not about what we're doing or how much we're doing, but rather it's about, are the deeds getting accepted? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ So when Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, they're raising the foundations of the Kaaba, they were building the Kaaba, they kept saying, Oh our Lord, calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that accept from us, because you are the all-hearing, the one who accepts and the all-knowing, you know what's going on. Let's look at this for a second. Ibrahim alayhi salam is building the Kaaba and an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him where and how to build it. Not only that, he's doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they are asking Allah to accept from them, to accept this act of ibadah from them, knowing well about their weakness and their shortness, that they are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what they do, they will never be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that He deserves to be worshipped. So it's very important for us as we go into this month of Ramadan and the deeds that we do, that we always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us, regardless of what it is, the Qiyam al-Layl, the Taraweeh, the reading of the Quran, even the other things, the preparing meals for the family, to do things for other people, to give in sadaqah, to go to work. We always ask Allah accept from us. And there's beautiful wording here. It says, Rabbana. You know, you call out to your Lord as if there's a nearness there. So we feel that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're calling somebody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close to us. He is qareeb, al-mujib, the one who answers. And we say, accept from us. Accept these deeds. Be pleased with it. Reward us from it. Because if Allah accepts it, that means He's pleased with us. And then, innaka anta sami', the all-hearing. Not only does He hear everything that goes on in the universe and the seven heavens, but He accepts from us as well. He answers to our requests, to our prayers. And He is al-aleem. He knows our intentions. He knows what we're going through. He knows the struggle that's there. He knows the shortcomings that's there as well. But we tell Him, despite the fact of that You accept from us and You reward us from it. So every time we do a good deed, make sure you turn to Allah and ask Him to accept from you. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ